Welcome to a new episode of Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid Ahmed.
On this episode, we'll be talking about bee anatomy, maybe going to bee physiology. Welcome to another episode of Hacks and Hobbies. Today we're going to be talking about bee anatomy. So in this episode we're going to be talking about the bee's anatomy. The basic anatomy of a honeybee is very simple. As with all insects, bees have an abdomen, a thorax, and a head. Of course, bees are flying creatures, so they have a pair of wings. But in a bee's case, they have two pairs of wings, with a larger fore wing and a little smaller hind wing. Bees have a total of 6 legs, like all insects, although their hind legs have a special basket to store pollen in. So anytime a bee visits a flower, it captures pollen in those hind legs. And that's what they bring back to the hive through their hind legs. All right, so that's the basic anatomy of the bee. Let's take a look at the head of the bee. The head has a pair of antenna, has proboscis. A proboscis is something. What is a proboscis? I think the proboscis is the tongue that reaches inside of the flowers, and then they have a two mandibles, which is their jaw, of course, and they have a total of 5 eyes. The ocelli eyes have the 3 of these, and these actually help guide the bee which direction they're flying into. It's the reverse triangulation system that God has created into them. Just like in GPS, we use triangulation of satellites put out in the Earth's orbit. The GPS system is a single system that calculates your location based on the triangulation. Bees do that reverse, whereas the 3 eyes use the triangulation using the sun as the source of constant space. So it's pretty amazing how they do that. And then they have a compound pair of eyes, and each eye has each compound eye has about 30,000 eyes. I might be wrong, but I will double check. So yeah, that's the head. So now that we know the bee's head and the eyes and the antenna, here's something peculiar about a bee's sight. So human sight, we can see all the colors from red all the way to violet. But bees can actually see into ultraviolet. They, although do not see red above orange, so infrared is way out of their sight range, but they see ultraviolet beautifully. They also don't see, just like I mentioned, don't see anything past yellow orange, because and they don't see any shades of red like the humans do. We see a lot of shades of red. It's amazing. they although can see different wavelengths of light through the ultraviolet, and they're attracted to flowers with warm colors. And that's why a lot of the flowers you see are have a lot of yellow in them, and that tells the flower, that tells the bees, hey, come over here, we got some for you. The ultraviolet in the flowers also grab the attention of the bee. And then the eye hair, they have eye hair, of course. And since they have so many eyes, the shadow of those hairs aids their navigation. Because, first of all, they use the sun as a constant position and to, first of all, figure out which direction they need to fly. Once a bee comes out of their first hive, they will note down the location of the hive, so anytime they're flying away, they know where to come back. It's fascinating. So that's something peculiar about a bee's sight, their abilities, and how it aids them in navigation. Next up is a bee's thorax. So thorax. Now the thorax is where all of the legs and the wings are attached to a bee's body. It is an armor-plated midsection because it also houses their organs, or some of the organs. So the three pair of legs, they have three pairs of legs, six legs total, are jointed into six segments. They have a pair of claws, antenna cleaner, and the pollen baskets, which were the rear ones. Now their wings, they have two pairs, as I mentioned earlier. They are thin and they are flat. And if you did not know, even though there's four pairs of wings, they interlocked into each other. The wings interlock to each other in flight. So when they start flying, these wings interlock with each other, forming a larger wing, and during flight. So that is amazing. So next up, let's check out how some of these legs work. So pollen basket mechanism. Let's take a look at this pollen basket situation. So the middle leg have rake and comb and press. So the middle legs apply pollen to the opposite third leg, and they put it together, and then the third leg is where the pollen basket is. So the middle leg will grab the pollen and apply it to the rear. It's amazing how they do this. So that's how the pollen basket works. So the middle leg grabs the pollen, plops it on the pollen basket, and they're ready to go. The other way they capture pollen is, of course, by landing on top of the flowers, and it grabs the pollen. Next up, let's check out the abdomen. So now let's talk about the abdomen. The abdomen has all of the vital parts: the heart, the honey sac, stomach, intestines, reproductive organ, and the stinger. Stinger's got to go somewhere, right? Now the stinger is really interesting. It is a modified egg-laying organ, which is heavily barbed and compound construction. because this stinger, when a bee does attack, the stinger stays inside the body of the attacked. Especially if the bee attacks a mammal, what it does, it pulls the entire stinger out of the bee and the bee dies, and the poison sac that's attached to the stinger also comes out, and it releases pheromones in different glands, which essentially tell the other bees to come attack this area. So this embedded stinger that comes out has a poison sac, has muscles and plates, and it has the glands that continues to pump while it is attached to your body, to your skin. So as soon as you do get sting, make sure you pop that sucker out as soon as you can. The queen bee has a smooth stinger. So when the queen bee stings, it is a repeated sting, and she's not gonna die, because queen bees live for a longer time than the worker bees. Now, fun fact, a drone bee, which is a male bee, does not have a stinger. They only have a reproductive organ. That's what the abdomen mentioned, right? The reproductive organ. And when a drone mates with a queen, the reproductive organ separates the body of the drone and is now and then becomes a part of the queen bee, which is insane. And that's why drone bees, once they mate, they die. So remove the stinger, it's not when you get stung, it's if you're stung. Basically get it out of the way, and you can smoke the area or rub green grass to mask the stinger pheromone. It's that pheromone that's attracting other bees. So reactions to the stings, because if you do get sting, or when you do get sting, you want to know what happens. So if you have high blood pressure and you start swelling and itching in that area, this is normal, and it means that you're going to be fine. You're not allergic to bee sting. But if you have low blood pressure and you start feeling your blood pressure is going down when you get stung, then this means that this is a life-threatening sting reaction, and you need to take care of it as soon as you can. Continuing with the abdomen, we're going to talk about something called the spiracles. These are the airways, openings inside on the thorax of the bee. The abdomen of the bee. So the thorax also has spiracles. This is the breathing system. There's only a pair of spiracles on the thorax, but there's a lot of spiracles on the body, on the abdomen. A total of 7 pairs. And the larva also has the same spiracles. So what do they do? Well, it helps the honeybees breathe in and out. They have the air sacs, which are similar to the lungs. And they have the trachea, which bring the oxygen or the oxygen to the rest of the bee. So spiracles is essentially like their nose holes. It brings in the air, fresh air, pushes it out. The one thing about the spiracle is that they have the ability to contract tracheal mite. These tracheal mites attack the trachea inside the abdomen of the bee. Anyways, so that's the spiracles, which is the airway openings on a honeybee's body. That's it for now. Thank you so much for listening. So thanks so much for checking out this episode on the bee anatomy. Coming up, we will take a look at the colony of a bee colony, essentially. And because the entire bee colony is something that survives as a single organism. More on that in the next episode. If you hadn't had a chance to check out the other episodes, please feel free, leave us a comment, leave me a comment, let me know if I'm doing all right, if you're more interested in learning more about the bees. We'll have a website set up very soon. It's in progress. That's about it. Thank you so much. Till the next episode.